dickety too. Did you say dickety? Because the Kaiser had stolen our word for 20.
Dickety, highly dubious.
I chased that rascal to get it back, but gave up after dickety 6 miles. I got up in the morning, I had to go to take the ferry to Shelbyville. Ferry costs 1 nickel, we'll get back to that. I tied an onion to my belt, which was a style at that time. Couldn't use the regular onions because of the war. Yet he's the big yellow one. Yeah. So I put a Caesar toast in my toaster and set it to 3. Medium brown. But the fact of the matter is, I had an onion on my belt. And the ferry cost Shelbyville, cost 1 nickel. Back then, nickels had pictures of bees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say.
But I'd like to digress from my prepared remarks to tell you about how I invented the turlet.
Turlet? Ha!
It was back during the war when they were looking for a new way to spread disease. So I invented kissing.
And it was also during the war. I got separated from my platoon and had to pose as a German cabaret singer. Won't you come home, Franz Felda? Won't you come home?
Oh, that does not mind, Ruby. Grandpa, is that story really true?
Well, bits of it are. I did wear a dress for a period in the 40s. Oh, they had designers then.
The problem with these kids today is presidents don't spank them anymore. I got spanked by Grover Cleveland on 2 non-consecutive occasions. And speaking of presidents, would you like to give old Honest Abe another term in the Oval Office?
No.
Oh, thank God, I'm going back to sleep.
And all across the country, people were doing a dance known as the Funky Grandpa. And a little song that went with it. A little something like this. Give me that old time funk. Give me that old time funk. Give me that old time funk. The kind where we
Go Flanders!
Go Flanders!
Go Flanders!
Go Flanders!